Okay, this is Dr. Robin Murphy.
You know, their family life's good, everything's fine, they're tired, they know it. Okay. And the last, which is very important, is anxiety about health. And a lot of neurasthenics become Dr. Hoppers and Pill Hoppers. They read about every treatment, they have all the diseases, they become multiple allergic patients, they have candida, they have hypoglycemia, they have food allergies, and they have all these things. But what they really have is low energy. It's like the lower your energy becomes, the more sensitive you are. And if you can find out the reason for that low energy, then 60-70% of your case analysis is done. Let's talk about some reasons. Etiology for neurasthenia. So the idea here with neurasthenia is that it's vital depletion of vital energy. There's a deficit in that energy transformation system. They're not getting enough energy from their environment to maintain normal function. And their energy is deficit. It's also a very common obstacle to the cure in Hahnemannian terms. First etiology relates to that. History of viral infection, especially influenza, mono, hepatitis. I don't know. Never well since. Someone comes in with a chief complaint, I've seen it many times, exhaustion, low energy. And you check all the areas for possible leakages and you don't find any. You check in the history for emotional shocks, you don't find any. And then you kind of set your pencil down and say, you had a flu, didn't you? Yeah, how'd you know? 6 months ago, an exhausting flu or hepatitis when I was in high school. And I just never got my energy back. Then that's what has to be cured. And you can see a clear case. Say we have a calcarea tumor. With all the calcarea symptoms, desire for eggs, worry about work, all the things they want to do, leg and foot cramps, worse cold, damp weather. You see a clear case. And you also see exhaustion. Okay? You give calcarea, nothing happens. It doesn't work. This is what Hahnemann means, obstacle to the cure. You give calcarea, it works, and that's not what we're talking about. Okay? When it doesn't work is what we're talking about. And then you find that this person, see, this is a time frame here, they were calcarea for 20 years. In that 20 years, they had a flu. Sometimes you can get calcarea and you get 40-50% of the cases improved and then you're stuck and calcarea doesn't work anymore. Then you have an obstacle. Your injuries can do that. A block within that layer. You're progressing through the layer and you get stuck. Or it can cover a layer like a veil. And you can give the indicator remedies and repertoires all you want in that case. Indicator remedy based on law of similarities does not work.
So what do you give for food?
You give, first, the procedure is, A here would be try to find a remedy that they needed at that time, if you're lucky, and if they remember. With neurasthenics, good luck. They have poor memory. You ask them, how's your memory? They say, I don't remember. I say, okay. But that's part of the problem, a real dullness of the mind. But they usually remember a flu. They remember how long they've been in that state. Okay? you know, if you can find the remedy that they needed at that time, then you're on solid ground. If not, you go to one of the common remedies that fits the etiology. And one is gelsemium, two is phosphoric acid. We talk about the acid. The third is you can go to influenza, the nozole. Okay? And then you see their energy's up and the case starts moving. Or you progress so far, you get stuck, you give a neurasthenia. This is a term that all kind of uses, post-viral neurasthenia. There's a term for that. No one's heard of that. Syndrome, post-viral neurasthenia. Weakness, everything. Huh? Right. Right. That's one of its four. And then you make this breakthrough, you go back to calcare, and the case starts moving again. Not that uncommon. Or it can block the indicated remedy. You see the clear remedy. But they had the flu. But we have to listen. What's their chief complaint? Low energy. How long have they had their chief complaint? 6 months. What happened 6 months ago? They had mono. All the symptoms in their case, you're seeing the layer underneath it. And they don't apply to the case. You can find the mono remedy, or you give the leader of the mono rubric. And then you can make progress in the case. And that remedy just increases their energy. And you still see calcarea there.
What's the
matter with the mono rubric? Oh, the gelsemium is the same. Mono rubric and flu rubric are very similar, except often the glands are more involved. You get cystus canadensis, according to Maisie Cannell, it's supposed to be a good one too. It's usually gelsemium, phosphoric acid to clear up a lot of these blockages. Sometimes you can give gelsemium, that helps 30-40%. You switch potencies, no more help. You go to phosphoric acid, it finishes it. Sometimes two non-specific remedies can remove this. Yes. Yeah. And that's, we'll go through the material metaconomy. Someone had a question over there? No.
Oh, fine.
Okay. And sometimes that would be the procedure to do on it. The hepatitis also. 6 weeks in bed, 3 months in the hospital. When you hear that, that's very important. You have no symptoms there, but it was an energy loss, a dissipation of energy that they never recovered. And that's the etiology of the case. Symptomless. You can't repertorize this low energy unless we know what's behind it. The third level of that, okay, if you have any symptoms that are concomitant with that flu or hepatitis or mono that are still present. I think I told one case here of a woman that was calcarea didn't work. Her chief complaint was low energy and a backache. I think it was her hips actually. Chief complaint. Always work from the chief complaint out. That's what they want help with. They pay us to help them with what they want help with. Sometimes, you know, we give them something else and that for other reasons it still helps their problem. But really concentrate on what that person wants and see if that's where the center of gravity is. But this woman had a flu. We get calcarea, no results, or the results were wishy-washy. And she had bone aches. We came back and gave her eupatorium. And it totally opened up the case. The energy came up, the bone aches went away, and we followed with calcarea, and she was fine. Eupatorium perf. Yeah. Sometimes you also see herpes. Some herpes infections, genital herpes or herpes zoster, can really cause exhaustion. Acutely or chronically. Always look for the indicator remedy first. If not, go for the well-known remedy for that neurasthenia. If not, try to find some symptoms that have been concomitant with it. Usually you can figure out those cases. I do good business on cases like this from other practitioners. They mail me their case and I look at it. I send back and say, give gelsemium. Gelsemium, there's no gelsemium symptoms. The person is thirsty and all this, everything that's against gelsemium. I said, gelsemium. Give gelsemium to work. Yeah. Because the history there.